Tennessee. Tonight, Fall City Sagehorn travels to Humboldt to take on the HCRS Titans at Power Memorial Field. It is a district game for the two teams in Class D2 tonight. They're both 0-1 in the district, and both teams, unfortunately, looking for their first win of the season. Both teams have suffered injuries in the early part of the year, and the numbers battle going on for HTRS. Sacred Heart traveling to Humboldt tonight to take on the Titans. We'll have a visit with the coaches. We'll hear from Sacred Heart coach Doug Goltz and from Humboldt Table Rock senior coach Grant Tuttle. We'll get their thoughts on tonight's action. Again, Sacred Heart at Humboldt Table Rock Senior. We'll kick it off at 7 o'clock. We'll be back with the coaches, hear what their thoughts are on the game on this homecoming night at Humboldt. It's all coming up next on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and on the MSC radio app.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Sacred Heart coach Doug Goltz. The Irish getting ready to take on the Titans tonight of HTRS in Humboldt, a Power Field. I was visiting with somebody earlier this week, coach, about, I remember the first game the Irish, I think it was the first game the Irish played on this field was back in the playoffs the year Humboldt won the state title. I was thinking about eight deep surrounding the field that night. There's a lot of memories there for both teams if they think back a few years.
Definitely. They really had a great program when I first started coaching, and Ken Malin and Jamie Wires, just some really good players. And, we competed against them those first couple years, mm-hmm. but, yeah, they won a state title, and then after that is when we ended up winning our state title. So it's been a good rivalry over the years. There's been some down years, but also some really good HTRS teams.
Yeah, they certainly have. Let's talk about HTRS first. They have been a team the last couple of years. They've been really dependent on one young man who was a terrific football player, both sides of the football. And so they've had to change their – it looks like they probably had to change their philosophy this year, find some new players to count on because they just don't have that one superstar that was a do-everything guy. It doesn't sound like this year they're down to like 12 or 15 players total. So I'm sure it's been a year of change for the Titans.
Yeah, we were fortunate to get a win against Humboldt last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really were a team that had some good senior athletes. They were good offensively. It was one of those games that could have went either way, and somehow we found a way to win. Could very much be that same way in the game tonight because they do have some good players. They've got some injured players, very similar. with us. We've got some guys that have been injured or are coming off of injuries. So, you know, it's just a matter of execution. We've got to tackle better. We've got to do a better job on the defensive side. And then offensively, you know, you have to execute. You can't make mistakes. Certainly that's the game plan, is to try to make as few mistakes as possible, get first downs, get touchdowns, and then play better defense. That's really would help our team out, is we got to play better defense than we have in the first four games.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be encouraging, 64 points up on the board last week. Unfortunately, an overtime loss to Weeping Water. But that's got to have the kids looking up, thinking, well, we can score that many against a pretty good team. Hopefully the rest of the season, that'll give them a little boost going into this one and the rest of the way.
Yeah, we struggled moving the ball and getting the ball in the end zone in the first three games, where we really executed well against Weeping Water. It was good to have Brendan back at quarterback. You know, a lot of good things offensively, the way our kids followed the game plan, and that is encouraging. We just got to keep improving in all areas. You know, that's kind of the big key. This game is an important game. It's a district game, and it's the next game before us, so we need to come out and play well tonight.
All right, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys to the game, if things are going well for the Irish tonight.
Limit the big plays. That's a big key for us. That's kind of been a real problem of us maybe scoring ourselves with a nice drive, and then in one or two plays we've given it right back. We can't do that. And then we've got to limit our turnovers. We've gotten better in that department. But we've taken the ball away zero times this season. Hard to believe, but we don't have an interception, and we don't have a fumble recovery. And that's after four games of football. That's an amazingly bad stat for us.
Yeah, it is. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now it's time to visit with the home team and the HRS Titans. Coach Grant Tuttle, should I call you doctor? Do you feel like you've got enough medical experience this year with your team, Coach, to get a degree?
Oh, I wish that I didn't have that much experience. But, yeah, that is the way that this has been working out this season. So, yeah, I guess call me whatever you want.
I would just call you coach and stay with that. It's been a rough go. You didn't have very many kids to start the season, boy, and then kids getting beat up. I mean, we've had a rash of injuries all around this part of the state this year. A lot of teams losing kids for the year, and your team has certainly been no exception to that. Just a tough go so far.
Yeah, you know, the goal from the beginning of the season was to get better every day. And, you know, it would be nice to be able to play in the same spots that we start with, and so we can really hone in on one skill in within a position. But moving guys around, I think we've done a pretty nice job doing what we can. And I'm still holding the guys to that getting better every day, 1% better. So we'll see what we can do.
You know, it's nice if the kids know every position on the football field when they're out there playing. You just don't want them playing every position.
Yeah, you know, it's that old adage that you can be skilled in a lot of positions but master none. And that's kind of the problem is having guys move around too much, you don't get enough work at any one position. So it does hurt us, but it does make us more, you know, versatile, I guess.
Coach, tell us about what we'll see out of the Titans out on offense. What kind of stuff we're going to see?
Oh, well, I think we're going to have to keep in mind their Fall City Sacred Hearts middle of the defense. They've got a couple of great tacklers, and so when we execute our power run game, we're going to have to account for those guys. But I would expect that we're going to see. It's going to depend on what front Doug shows. You know, he usually comes out with his same 3-3 over the years, and he's kind of changed that this year. So we'll kind of adjust based on what he shows us, I guess.
And as far as your concerns with Sagan Hart, you talked about a couple of them. The kids on the offensive line, it sounds like they're playing pretty well. They hung up 64 points last week.
Yeah. And I think it was their Lemeron's best game as a passer last week. He hit the crossers. He hit those hitch routes. You know, they took it to that zone defense of Weeping Waters, and luckily for Weeping Water, they couldn't slow Weeping Water down either. So it was kind of a shootout, but pretty fun one to watch on film.
Kind of an interesting week where temperatures are a little cooler. They're going to warm up a little. We've had rain. You got to deal with mud in practice. We're getting it all right now. It makes it tough to kind of get ready for a game, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, it's tough enough with us having, you know, 12, 13 healthy guys at any given moment to run a practice, let alone with these elements. But, you know, we're doing what we can, and preparing is difficult when it's homecoming week. But the boys are hyped to enter this one, so I'm hoping some of that energy carries over.
I want to ask you for keys to the game, not necessarily tonight, but Coach, what are some of the goals for your Titans going into this one?
Yeah, our biggest goal is that we've just got to play better defense, smarter defense. We talked all week about containing the option. That's something that Doug is going to want to run against us, I'm sure. We know our responsibilities. We just don't do them a lot of the time. I think we're overthinking. So that's one of our goals, is to slow down the option. Another one is that we want to establish a run game. We've had pretty inconsistent nights from our running back, from our quarterback running the football. We'd like to actually establish something. Like, I think we match up okay along the line with Fall City Sacred Heart, so I don't think there's any excuse for why we can't. You know, those have got to be the things that we establish if we want to give ourselves a shot in this one.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck to the Titans tonight.
Thank you.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
In the heart of Fall City, your family's health comes first, and that's where Fall City Family Practice comes in. We're your hometown clinic, offering family medicine services such as checkups, school physicals, and yearly health exams that fit your schedule and your life. And hey, we're accepting new patients. Call us today at 402-245-3232 and take the first step toward better health for the whole family. Falls City Family Practice. Where care feels like home.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Althea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Power Field in Humboldt. It is time nearly for us to get this contest underway between Fall City Sacred Heart and the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans on this homecoming night for the Titans. I'm John Nix, along with Troy Nelson, getting set to bring you a football game. Troy, two teams badly wanting to get a win.
Oh, definitely. We talked about this on the write-up. You know, it was this way last year, both of them coming in at 0-4. And same thing again this year. They just, as the game, the Sacred Heart game last week went to overtime. There were lots of points, though, put up on the board. So, you know, hopefully that somebody can get their offense going.
How many scoring sheets did you bring?
Well, yeah, there you go. Just one side.
I've got some extras if we need them. The two teams coming here, both 0-4. They've both had pretty tough schedules to start the season. Titans, Utah, heard from Coach Tuttle, just a rash of injuries. Sacred Heart's had the same types of injuries. They've lost players for the season, both teams. And just, boy, it makes it awfully, awfully tough when your numbers are down. I didn't get a chance to count up the HRS Titans that are suited tonight, but I know it's not very many.
Well, they got 18 on the roster, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are not suited.
So that's 13, and that is awful. You can't practice. You know, it's just an unfortunate situation for the Titans and a lot of other schools around the area anymore. Well, Troy, we better take a look at the starters here. Let's do that first. I'll go with the Irish offense. They're the visitors tonight. Coach Doug Goltz will be playing these players to start the game tonight. Up front, left guard, Toby Baxter, 210 and a junior. The center, Cooper Canavi, a 200-pound senior. And the right guard is junior Charlie Rottinghouse. The guys we'll see at end tonight include Cole Taft, 150-pound senior. Noah Howard is a freshman. And Kyler Sipple is a 155-pound senior. In the backfield, Brendan Lemeron will get the start, 150 and a senior. Elijah Canonico, 180-pound senior, will be at the fullback. And Caden Groth, 155-pound junior. He will be the starting tailback tonight for the Irish when they have the ball. Troy?
All right, defensive lead for the Irish. Defensive end, freshman Noah Howard. Nose guard, junior Toby Baxter. And then the other defensive end, senior Cooper Canabi. Your linebacking crew will be junior Charlie Rottinghouse and senior Elijah Canonico. Your backfield, senior Kyler Sipple, senior Cole Taft, and junior Caden Groth.
I think I've discovered what our problem was, Troy, here technically a few minutes ago.
Okay.
But anyway, for the Titans tonight, for Coach Grant Tuttle, he will go with ends Jack Hilgenfeld, 130-pound sophomore. We expect to see Emmett Glothar tonight, 190-pound senior. He's one of the players that has been injured trying to get back in there tonight. Colt Leach is an end, 145-pound senior. The boys up front, left guard, Cole Hunziker, 185, and a sophomore. At center is junior Reed Shep, a 210-pound junior. And at right guard, 190-pound senior, is Jonathan Cook. At quarterback, Braden Bowen, 160-pound sophomore. The running backs, Emmett Glothar, will be the starter tonight, 190-pound senior. And Alexander Dewberry, 165-pound sophomore, is your other running back tonight for the Titans.
All right, defensively for HTRS, defensive end, sophomore Cole Hunziker, nose guard, senior Jonathan Cook, defensive end, senior Bennett Arth. Linebacking crew will be senior Emmett Glothar, junior Colt Leach, and junior Reed Shep. And then the defensive backfield, sophomore Alex Dewberry, and sophomore Jack Hilgenfeld.
Teams are out doing their final warm-ups. They're getting ready for homecoming festivities here at Humboldt. They'll crown the royalty post-game tonight, and we are going to have a lot of pregame things coming up here. So while we're doing that, we'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with a kickoff coming up here in a little bit on KTNC in the Game of the Week on KTNC this week. F&M Bank, Fall City, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus bring you the KTNC Game of the Week.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out. Farm and City Supply.
This October, let's brunch with a purpose. Join Johnson County Hospital for the Pink Ribbon Brunch, Saturday, October 11th at 10 a.m., St. Andrew Parish Hall in Tecumseh. Wear your brightest pink and enter the Pink Out contest. Be bold, be creative, and you just might win Best Dress. It's a morning of food, fun, and breast cancer awareness. RSVP by October 3rd by calling the radiology department at 402-335-6345. Together, we can raise hope, one ribbon at a time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Other games going on tonight over on sister station Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs are in action tonight. They're looking for their first win of the season. Auburn at Wilbur Clay Tony tonight. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks up at Wilbur. Bringing you that action tonight on Sunny 101.3. No football tomorrow on KTNC. The Huskers have the day off, so they will be idle tomorrow. So no football tomorrow. Then on Sunday over on sister station, Sunny 101.3, Kansas City Chiefs football beginning at 3:25 with a kickoff against the Ravens. We'll take one more 90-second timeout and be back with the kickoff. I see what we're doing here. Now I'm caught up. Let's make it a two-minute break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. The kickoff coming up on KTNC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you're a farmer, your day can be wall-to-wall chores, tasks, and responsibilities. But as the sun sets, you can come atop a hill, look at the whole spread, and think to yourself, this is my land. And that's a special feeling. That's why Frontier Bank offers a wide range of options and will tailor a financial plan to meet your individual needs. Stop by and let's talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back here at Humboldt as we get ready at Power Field for the kickoff coming up. And we're going to have recognizing the officials that take care of the ball games, keep everybody in line, try to. Take all the abuse.
Yep, exactly.
All
I don't want their job.
Oh, no. Well, if we're doing it from up here.
Yes.
We can do it from up here. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Next, landed by the Humboldt Pep Band. Underway. Troy, it's an interesting time of the year weather-wise. It's a little warm up here in the box. Not terrible.
Yeah.
But we look down at the crowd. You see everything from AC Dukes and tank tops, which that's part of some of the guys, too.
Yes, correct.
Just the girls. To sweatshirts,
yeah.
Pullovers, blankets. We've got it pretty much all nailed down here tonight and ready for whatever weather happens to come by. I don't think we're going to get rained on tonight, so that's good news. You saw the coin toss. What happened?
Yes, the coin toss. HTRS won it and deferred to the second half. Sacred Heart will defend the east end zone.
Looking for my kicker. There he is. For the tie, it's going to be Bennett Arth, the senior. 6'4", 230-pound senior kicker for HTRS. They are home, dressed in the dark blue uniform tonight. The Irish on the home scoreboard, or on this visitor scoreboard side. White top, green bottoms tonight. Back there deep for the Irish. Troy, I can't get to turn around here to see his number.
Should be Fletcher.
Fletcher, okay. Bo Fletcher back
Should
there.
Be.
Eight-man football will tee it up at the 30-yard line and get underway here tonight. Here's the signal. We're underway, and it is
onside.
An onside or a very poorly hit kick. I think it was an onside. And the Irish will have it right at midfield to start the ball game. Not the worst idea.
No.
So it's going to be Irish football right at midfield to start the first drive of the ball game. Took 3 seconds off the clock, so we are ready to get it going. Brendan Lemeron, 6 touchdown passes, I think it was last week, against the squad from Weeping Water. See what the Irish come out here in tonight. They split Kyler Simple wide right, man in the slot, and a man left. Shotgun set, Lemeron with Canonico behind him. Lenron will throw to the left side. Oh, and a one-handed grab made out there by Cole Taft. Stuck his left hand out, hit in the paw, and he picks up 9 yards on first down. Wow.
Great catch there. Dewberry and Cook in on the tackle.
That's the way to start the game here in the Irish. A great one-handed grab there by Taft. Second down and one at the 31-yard line now of HTRS. And all of a sudden, it's getting dark. The sun got behind a few clouds over here to the west, and now all of a sudden, the view of the game is a lot different. High set this time, quarterback under center. Ball squarely in the middle of the field. Turn option left to give to the fullback, Canonico, and he will power his way forward for short yardage to about the 27-yard line. He'll have about four, good enough for a first down.
Getting the tackle that time was Jacob Davis.
First down, and the Irish have it at the 27-yard line now. First minute of play here tonight at Humboldt. District play for both teams.
Yes.
Come out in the shotgun. Receivers, two on the right, one on the left. Snap it back. Lemron looking, a little out pattern. He gets to Sipple, and he wanted to make a cut. His feet went out from under him, and he'll be tackled at around the 19-yard line.
And on the tackle there for the Titans, Jack Hilsenfeld.
So a pickup of 8 yards on the play. We'll make it second and three. Second and two. Call it three. I don't have to argue with myself too many more times here. We'll call it second and three. Right hash mark. Cooper Kanabi leads the Irish over the football. This time we've got trips right, an empty backfield. Tight end on the right side of the formation. Quick throw to the left side. It's going to be Taft with a catch. He jukes one man. Cuts left, goes right, still on his feet, inside the five. And did he score? No, he stepped out of bounds, short of the goal line. He's going to be, where is he? He's at the five-yard line? Okay.
I think around the five, yeah.
So a 14-yard pickup on that little quick out to the left side.
And shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline is your nose guard, Jonathan Cook.
The Irish threatening here, first goal at the Titan 5-yard line. Lots of formations for the Irish. Two receivers left, one to the right. Man coming in motion. They toss it forward. It's that little play. They just dip it forward. It is caught and pushed out short of the goal line. This time is Noah Howard, the freshman.
And on the tackle there is your senior, Emmett Glothar.
Be a pickup of about 2.5, we'll call it 2 yards. So now second and goal at the 3-yard line. Play coming in from the Irish sideline. Lenron goes over, grabs the play call from Coach Doug Gold, and now heads back out here on the field. Right hash mark, second and goal. 10-minute mark, clock stop. Play went out of bounds. High formation, turn, hand the ball off, running it straight forward this time. Is Howard, I believe, and Howard is down to the 1-yard line. We'll bring up third and goal.
A lot of blue jerseys standing up there right at the goal line. Again, your nose guard, Jonathan Cook, leading the way.
Third and goal from the 1 for the Irish. Doug Gold surrounded by Irish players over there. Two of them coming back on the field. Taking a while.
Yeah.
Watch that back, Judge. See if he starts counting. Over the football are the Irish. Split back set. Lemeron calls the count. Lemeron hands it straight forward and into the end zone with the ball. Touchdown, Sagan Hart. Canonico with the 1-yard touchdown run. Put the Irish up 6-0 on their first possession of the ball game. So 6-0, Sagan Hart. 7-play, 40-yard drive to start the ball game. Now the 2-point try for the conversion coming up here. The Irish come out in a split back formation. Lemeron will take the snap. He's back. He rolls to the right, and he's hit and dropped back outside the 10-yard line. Good defensive play there by the Titans and the Glothar. 6-0, Sacred Heart. We're back after this timeout. 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you looking for a fun, engaging activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign them up for the Shatamugi Kids Camp at Keller Martial Arts. Starting October 6th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and simple, effective bully defense, as well as boost their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shatamugi Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts. 402-380-3383. Or find out more at HelloMartialArts.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humble here, Power Field. Your drive summary sponsored by Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. With 9:13 left in the first quarter, a 1-yard run by your fullback, Canonico, capped the 7-play 40-yard drive. The PAT was no good, and we're at 6-0 Sacred Heart. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Ready to boot it away will be Fall City's Sacred Heart. Back there deep for the Titans. Catch a number here. A 22, perhaps?
I can see a 2 on this side.
Might be Newberry. 2. Might be Jack Hilgenfeld. We'll find out in a moment. Since they don't know, they do have Ty Junikaki as a...
Yeah.
And I don't think that's him. We'll find out here in a moment. Say you aren't ready to kick it away.
I see 22 go on the sideline, so there you go.
That helps.
Eliminate one.
Here's the kick. It's a good end-over-end kick. It's going to go into the end zone and through the end zone. Shot on the kickoff there by the Irish. Kicking it away there, J.J. Lancaster. Good job. No return. Titans take over the ball first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Fall City Tigers at home tonight. Judd Brown Stadium. Homecoming for Fall City if you want to head over there tonight and see all the homecoming fun tonight after the big parade earlier today. I missed the pep rally. I mean, you didn't you?
I went to it, yep.
I saw the parade. Braden Bowen, under center, turns, hands the ball off, running the ball straight forward, nowhere to go. The Titan ball carrier getting up off the bottom of that pile is going to be Alexander Newberry, the sophomore. And Alexander didn't find anywhere to go, maybe a foot or so, no gain, we'll call it.
A lot of white jerseys standing them upright early. Leading the way is your nose guard, Toby Baxter.
Bowen comes over, gets the play call from Coach Grant Tuttle. Jack Hilgenfeld goes in there with him. They'll come over the football from just outside the 15-yard line. They will line up, shotgun set, from running back to the right of the quarterback. They'll hand it off, and there's a hole, and up through the middle with the football again. It goes to Newberry. They'll have a good chunk of yard, got across the 20 to about the 22, 23-yard line. Good gain of about 6 on the play, maybe 7.
Leading the tackle that time for the Irish. It looks like we're going to have... Yeah, I got a different kid on the roster here they don't have.
Oh.
I'm going to say...
Try that one. See if it's on that roster.
Well, it looks like it says 18 from here, and there is no 18, so I'm going to go with 12, Hayden Clow. But,
third and 3 for the Titans now. Shotgun set again, a receiver to either side of the field. High snap, quarterback Bowen keeps it. Oh, he's hit, and he is hit hard and knocked down. He'll get maybe give a yard on the play, and it's going to bring up fourth down and a couple.
Your linebacker there, senior Elijah Canonico.
Play went to the right side. It looked like he had a little room, and then all of a sudden that hole closed up, and Bowen went backwards. Fourth down and 2 from the 24. The Titans, they are taking their time getting lined up here like they could be. Deciding between a punt and going here. Now they're in a punt formation. Snap good, punt is away, and it's a high good kick, fair catch called for. And Fletcher will make the fair catch at the 25-yard line on his own side of midfield. So it's a 31-yard punt, no return, and it will be Irish football. 6-0. Sagan Art with the lead with 6:54 to go in the first quarter. Their own 25-yard line. Sagan Art scored on their first possession on a 1-yard run by Conoco. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's it. I saw an extra blue jersey, but it's 8-on-8. That's all you get, apparently. In the middle of the field, shotgun set, man in motion, going across to Fletcher. They fake the throw to him. He'll lob it down the field, and the receiver intended to catch the ball, Cole Taft. He had three blue jerseys around him by the time the ball got there. No way he was probably going to be able to catch that if it had been on the money.
Yeah. Again, Titans covered Taft really well that time. Let's see. Drew Berry and Hilgenfeld, and I think Leach, three out of the four out there on him.
That should leave somebody open.
Man, you would think so.
You would think, but you never know. All right, here we go. Two receivers right, one to the left. Option, toss it back. It's going to be on the run. Canonico, I believe, running it, and he's going to be just about to the first down marker where he's taken out of bounds on the far south side of the field, and they're going to stop a yard short to pick up a 9 yards on the play.
Your sophomore, Alex Dewberry, and I'm shoving him out of bounds on the far side there.
Big goal for the Irish tonight, avoid turnovers. They don't want to do that. Good goals gave an interesting stat the other day on the air or not. The Irish did not have a takeaway this season. Four games in, no interceptions, no fumble recoveries. Option left, and Canonico on the run on the left side. He's across midfield into tight territory down to their 35-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 11 yards and an Irish first down.
And again, your safety coming up and getting that tackle, Dewberry. Now, you hate to see your safeties getting all those tackles, but at least he's getting them.
Good for Dewberry. It's not necessarily a good thing for the team when your safeties are leading the tackling.
Yeah.
So now from the Titan 35-yard line, first and 10 for Sacred Heart. Eyes set. Titans stack the box. Now they pull out of it. They still got six in the box. Back is Lemeron. He throws over the left side into double coverage. It's caught but out of bounds. Intended over there for Taft. A little wide of the sideline marker. Out of bounds. Incomplete pass.
And on the coverage over there again is Dewberry along with Detman.
Defensively coming in here for the Titans now. I see Colt Leach checking in there at linebacker. He'll check in for Jonathan Cook. Second and 10 of the 35. Wide is near right side. Just half this time. Back, Lemeron throws. Quick out. Taft. He went to make a move, and his footing left him. He is down at the 31-yard line. He had single man out there defensively. He lost his footing when he went to make a move.
Yep, Hilgenfeld in on the coverage, and again, just like you said, turned a head upfield, and feet went out.
A lot of rain around the area earlier this week. I suppose the field still could be just a little bit slick out there in place, especially got a bunch of good grass. When you see the players, when they step down, you can see the grass is over the tops of their shoes.
Right.
Here's a snap back, set up a screen in the middle, and it is off the mark. Intended there for, is that Canonico?
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Canonico.
They had it set up. The two defensive ends were Pressure and Lemeron set up perfectly, and they just couldn't connect on the pass. So now fourth and six from the Titan 31. So the Irish kind of in no man's land as far as decision. There really isn't one. You go on fourth and six from the 31. Kyler Sipple enters the game from the Irish sideline. The Irish are going left to right toward the west goal here in the first quarter tonight. Virtually no breeze here at all. Shotgun set with the running back to either side of the quarterback. They both flush out of the backfield into the flat. Lemeron scrambles, runs. He's got his man. He's got Sipple. He is caught. He found himself a hole right in the middle of the defense, and he's going to get all the way down to the 11-yard line, a 20-yard pickup, and a first down for Sacred Heart.
In on the tackle there is Leach and Hilgenfeld.
Sipple with the catch, and the Irish moving down the field with that play. They're going to spot the ball. They're going to spot it right on the 10-yard line. Okay. So was spotted on the 10, call it first and goal for Sacred Heart at the 502 mark. A quarter number one, leading 6-0. Snap it back, empty backfield. Pass it out, Canonico makes the catch. Spins away from an ankle tackle and gets away. Somehow.
He fumbled it.
He lost the ball.
And calling him down,
though. The football was Noah Howard. He got in the end zone. As Troy says, they're going to call Canonico down at the 3-yard line, a gain of 7 on the play.
I didn't see that ball come out of there, so maybe he pitched it, huh? Didn't see it.
A little dark.
Yeah.
That corner from here. So, second and goal from the 2 now. The Irish threatening to score their second marker of this first period. Quarterback Lemeron under center. Back split the backfield, wide right the receiver. Lemeron turns. Canonico took the handoff, and he's getting pushed back further and further. Finally play blown down, I think. At 3, they're going to call it a loss of a yard on the play, it looks like.
A lot of blue jerseys standing both the quarterback, Lemeron, and Canonico up on that little trickery option play, and nobody got anything.
So now the Irish, 3rd and goal from the 3-yard line. Down the Irish, walking up over the football. Taft wide to the left, the lone split man. High formation, Lemeron under center. Here comes the blitz up the middle. They'll toss it out there to the corner. That's going to be Noah Howard running for the side.
He fumbled it.
Titans have the ball. They're trying to run it out of the end zone.
Don't run it out.
Now the ball is loose, rolls out of the back of the end zone, and we've got 2 flags down.
That was a helmet that rolled out of the end zone, though.
That was a helmet?
Yes. A Titan helmet rolled out of the end zone, and I think that's where the flag came from.
Oh, my.
But I'm going to say Howard fumbled that into the end zone, and Titans recovered it. But why would they try to run it out? But anyway.
Well, desperation.
Desperation. I'm going to say fumble on the play. Looks like they're shipping.
Titan ball. If that's the situation, should be Titan ball to 15.
Well, all the Irish are moving back.
Mr. Official, come our way, please.
Yes.
Personal foul face masking against the Irish. Okay, so the Irish turned the ball over, all right. We've got that far. Gain of about 1, then the fumble, they lost. No idea who recovered it. Now, from the 15-yard line, it would have been spotted in a touchback.
Yep.
It's going to move the ball out to the 30-yard line for the Titans. Titans get a double break here. They didn't give up the touchdown. They got the football and the big penalty. That might have been a triple break.
Yes, definitely.
Take the ball out to the 30-yard line. 6-0 Sacred Heart Titan football at their own 30-yard line. So here we go. Brandon Bowen, the sophomore quarterback, in the gun. Nobody back there with him. Here comes a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to him. And carrying the football, Alexander Dewberry again. And Dewberry will pop forward for about 2 yards and nothing more.
And for the Irish, looks like your linebacker hitting them first over there is Charlie Rottinghouse.
2nd and 8 now, we'll call it, from the 32. Titans huddled up. 185, 210, 190, good size along the offensive line for the Titans. Sagan Hart playing. 3 down linemen. They're 30, they're old 33 stack. That's been around for as long as Doug Golt has for the Irish. Handoff in the backfield again, going to Dewberry. And they can't keep the Irish off of him. I don't think he got anything that time. No running room for the Titan sophomore.
Yeah. Getting a tackle on the end on there is going to be trading with.
3rd and 8, 2:05 to go, first period action. 6-0 Cigar here at Power Memorial Field in Humboldt on homecoming night for the Titans. Ball left hash mark as the Titans work right to left towards the east end zone here. Bowen in the gun with a running back in his right hip. High snap. He tips it. He catches it. He throws it little. It is caught. and nearly intercepted, but caught in a big gain now. Dewberry still on his feet down the sideline, out of bounds inside the 25, and out of bounds at where? Right at the 21-yard line, it looks like.
And that play was scrambled from the very beginning, as you said, but they got it off and got a great catch on almost interception, but again, caught it, ran it upfield, and Canonico shoved him out of bounds on the far side.
It was very close on that pass to an Irish defender.
Yes.
Being right there, but a heck of a catch by Dewberry. And once he caught it, there was nobody there in a white jersey to make a stop. He got down that right sideline in a hurry. First and goal at the Irish 21-yard line now. Same setup with the running back on the left side this time. Two receivers left in the pattern. Bowen to throw, and he's over the head of his intended receiver out there. That was going to Kamian Detman, the intended receiver. Incomplete, second down and 10.
Sipple in on the coverage for the Irish.
Second down now. Sacred Heart. Defense. Again. Three down linemen. They're dropping one of the linebackers into pass coverage now. Now he'll walk up and he'll be able to move wherever he wants. And again, a little high snap. Bowen, I don't think he was ready for it. And he did a good job to catch that football. He got sacked, but the Titans lucky. That ball didn't end up over his head and then they're under the Irish on the field.
I think that was some miscommunication there by some Titans because they didn't move very much on the offensive line, and you had two white jerseys in the backfield in a hurry with Noah Howard and Roddinghouse.
Lost back to the 27, a loss of six on the play. And again, Bowen did a nice job.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't get any idea that snap was coming right then. All right, running back. Again, the snap is high. Bowen jumps up, catches it. He's got time. He scrambles left. He's going back to the right. He's got a lot of room if he wants to run, but he throws right to the Irish. Inside the five, it's intercepted. Oh, that's unfortunate. Bowen had near a lot of open green space.
Yes.
Had he decided to run that football. All right. Troy, who intercepted the ball?
Okay, I think it was Sipple out there on that side. Not for sure on that one, but
no return. That is the first takeaway of the season for Sacred Heart.
And had a good time.
So the Irish will have it at their own 7-yard line. So each team turned away deep in their opponent's end. We've got 12 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 6-0, Sacred Heart. The Irish come over the football all the way down to that other end, Troy.
Yeah.
All right, shotgun set. Throw it out of the right side, and it is caught by Taft. He's the 15, the 20, and I'll tell you what, that was close to going back for six for the Titans. Taft able to come down with the football and got a nice gain out to the 21, a 14-yard gain. Clock will continue now from 3.1 seconds, and that is the end of quarter number one. It's Sacred Heart 6, HTRS 0. We return to Power Field after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
A global leader fills its hometown spirit. FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You're listening to the KTNC F&M Bank Fall City Game of the Week. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. First and 10, Sacred Heart at their own 21-yard line. 12 minutes up on the clock to go here in quarter number two. Lemeron under center, drops back. He throws to the right sideline. Pass incomplete out there, and it'll bring up a second and 10.
Junior Colt Leach doing a good job there on his linebacking position on the coverage.
Sacred Heart picking up 76 yards through the air in that first quarter tonight. Still huddled up here. Clock stopped, 11:56. Here comes Lemeron back into the game from the sideline to get the play from Coach Doug Goltz. Now they're over the ball. Shotgun set, one running back. Lemeron drops. Lemeron looks. He's going to air it out for the home run, and it's incomplete on the far side. Intended over there for Noah Howard.
Again, Leach covering on the far sideline there and did a good job.
Third down, 10 from the 21-yard line here. Let's see. Auburn's up 14-0 after one quarter over Wilbur Claytonia tonight, looking for their first win of the year.
And the Tigers and the Pioneers are tied at zero after one.
Tiger, it'd be nice to see them get back on track here tonight after a tough three in a row due to some injuries and the players missing. Here we go, three receivers in the set. We're going to flag down. We're going to delay a ball game, I think.
Yep.
Delay a game against Sacred Heart. We'll make it third down and 15. So third and 15, the ball will move back to the 16-yard line. My little cheater light on my head is turning into a strobe light, Troy, and it's not helping me.
Just don't get up and disco on me.
No. So 11:51, clock stopping with the incomplete pass. Now the penalty. Two receivers to the right. We got a tight end on the left side. Here comes a motion man across. Lemeron wants to throw. Now he scrambles forward. He's got room. He is across the 20, out near the 24, well short of the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down and about seven to go. So he'll pick up eight on the play, but not nearly enough for the first down yardage.
Senior Emmett Glothar getting the tackle there for the Titans, and if he hadn't have got that tackle, Lemeron probably would have gotten that first down.
Punting formation for Sacred Heart here. Cooper Kanabe listed.
Listed, I don't think that's him.
I don't think it is either. No, it's not.
21.
Yes, it is. All right, here is the punt. Rolls inside the 20. Picked up by the Titans back there, all the way to the right sideline, breaking a tackle,
man.
Going all the way to the far south sideline. With the football, Kamian Detman. He's your little, you know, you've heard the description many times, like a water bug back there. Just kept going, and he'll be finally tackled at the 19-yard line.
I think that was Taft that shoved him out of bounds on the far side, but not for sure.
So the Titans will have possession. First and 10 at their own 19-yard line, 10:56 to go in quarter number two. 6-0, Sacred Heart. Now here come the Titans over the football now. This game just seems in slow motion between plays, doesn't it?
Yes, I was thinking the same.
Detman started left, now he's coming back to the right. Eye set for the Titans. Bowen will turn. A flag flies on the line of scrimmage. Dewberry coming around the right side. Hit a knockdown to the 25. He got a good game, but I got a bad feeling for the Titans.
Yep.
He's going to go back the other way.
Lemeron in on the tackle for the Irish. But again, move back.
Illegal procedure against the Titans is the call. So it'll be first and 15. Spot the ball back at the 14-yard line now. So ball right hash mark, near side of the field as they go left to right towards the west end zone here in quarter number two tonight. Bowen comes over, gets the play from Coach Grant Tuttle. Stand back of their own 5-yard line in the huddle. Here they come over the ball to the 14. A receiver wide to either side of the field. Running back in the backfield with quarterback Bowen. Takes the snap. Everybody flushes out. He throws it underneath. Dewberry makes the catch. Makes one man miss. Runs over another. Out across the 20 to near the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain on the play of 10 yards.
Noah Howard hitting first. And Rottinghouse helping out.
Pass is complete for 10 yards. Titans 37 yards in the air so far here in this first half. Coming over the ball. First, or make it second down now. And about 5, maybe 6, 25-yard line. One back in the set. High snap. Bowen over his head that time. He jumped, couldn't get recovered. Ball hits the deck, and he covers it up. Back at the 18-yard line. It'll be a loss of 7.
Senior Alex Madsen coming off his defensive end position there and making sure that the quarterback doesn't make any more yardage.
So now we go to 3rd and 12. Titans with a couple of misfortunes here. Minus rushing right now for the first half, minus 3 yards. You count in that bad snap. Detman wide left. We got a split man on the right side. That's the short side of the field. Snap back. And a blitzer coming. Bowen gets away, completes the pass across the 25 to about the 27. It'll be a gain of 9, but short of the first down.
Freshman Noah Howard getting the tackle that time for the Irish.
Believe that was Hilgenfeld on the catch, number 2. I think it was. And punt formation. Titans will hit this ball at about their own 20-yard line. The ball is spotted at the 25. And a flag down right in the middle of the defense. Ball is caught at the 21. A fair catch back there by the Irish. And what are we going to have here?
We got 2 flags thrown on this one.
Noah Howard made the fair catch for the Irish. Procedure against the Titans.
Yep.
Now, Goltz with a decision to make here. You've got it at your own 22, but it's being picked up and headed back for another punt.
Yeah.
So now the ball will be spotted at the 22-yard line on the Titans side of midfield. Ready to punt it, Bennett Arth. Back deep for the Irish, Noah Howard.
Irish don't have enough guys. Now they got one running in late.
3, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's what you get. Snap, caught, and the ball caught at the 25, and Howard 26, 30, 35, 40 out of bounds on the Titans sideline. Excellent field position for the Irish to start this drive with 7:52 to go in quarter number 2.
So, like one of your defensive linemen forgot that there was a penalty and he needed to get back out there.
So the Irish have the ball at the HTRS 36. We've got 7:52 to go here in the first half. Left hash mark, 2 receivers to either side of the field. Lemeron calling the snap count. Canonico comes to the backfield. Now we get a flag on the other side.
Nose guard.
Offside?
Yep. He jumped, and I think he just did enough to draw that flag.
First and 5 now for the Irish. The ball will go down to the 31-yard line. 6-0 second heart if you're just joining us here tonight. Auburn football at Wilbur Clay Tony over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. All right, same formation. Twin receivers either side of the field. Motion man coming across Canonico to block. And a home run ball down the right sideline. The adjustment is made and trying to make the grab over there on the far side cold tap, but it was just outside. He had to turn all the way around, couldn't bring that one home.
Yep, good coverage there for the Titans was Cameron Detman.
Clock is stopped, 7:47 to go, quarter number two. So you got one of our buddies down here with the radio in the stands. He's probably going crazy because of the delay. All right, the receiver to either side of the field, option right. Lemeron with a late pitch as he gets hammered. First down run. Canonico still on his feet, taking on about six Titans and finally shoved out of bounds at around the 20-yard line.
As John said, there are about four Titans shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline, and one of them is your nose guard, Jonathan Cook.
It's a 10-yard gain for Sacred Heart. Spot the ball at the 21-yard line. Well, actually, they spotted the 20-yard line. 11-yard gain.
I'm sorry, John. That was Jacob Davis over there. 24, not 54.
Well, he's out there. You want to burn my binoculars? All right, here we go. Two receivers, man in motion, going across. They toss the ball forward. Making the catch is going to be Howard. He runs the right sideline, has good yardage. Be out of bounds on the far side. I didn't get as much as I thought. They're going to spot him out around the 17-yard line, a gain of about three, maybe four on the play.
Cole Hunsicker shoving him out of bounds there.
Calling three. And it's going to bring up second and seven for the Irish. They lead it 6-0 here in the first half. Clock stopped. The play went out of bounds. Two setbacks. Quarterback Lemeron under center this time. Back, rolling right. Look, he's got a man open in the end zone, and it's off the hands down there. Is it Sipple or
Taft?
5 of the 9 are hard to tell down there in that far corner. Taft usually on the right side, so he couldn't get to it, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 7. Taft coming back to the huddle going, yeah. Let's get the ball right to him. I'm getting tired of running down there.
Yes.
He's putting some miles on tonight in these patterns. 6-0 Sacred Heart looking to add on here. 3rd down and 7. High set, middle of the field. Under center, the quarterback back to pass. Looks, a little flare out on the left side. It is caught. It is a touchdown for Noah Howard. A little wheel route out of the backfield, and it's good for 17 yards and an Irish touchdown. So Lemeron with his second lead of a touchdown, a drive for the Irish type. One passing, they ran in the other one. Now it's 12-0. Sagar, 93 yards in the air, aided by a couple of penalties that time. Now the two-point conversion try. Empty set. Lemeron takes the snap, looks. A little post-up down there in the corner. And the ball is caught.
Sipple.
Okay, I couldn't tell. Number 5 makes the catch, not 9. Two-point conversion is good. It is now 16, making 14-0. Sacred Heart with a lead over HTRS. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Power Field here in Humboldt, Nebraska. Your KTNC Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn drive summary. In the second quarter with 7:05 left, a 17-yard pass from Lemeron to Howard. Capped 5-play, 36-yard drive, and Lemeron to Sipple for the 2-point conversion. Irish 14, Titans 0.
Troy, I can't see the flag. It seems the wind's picking up here across the field. Is it blowing down there?
The flag is either wrapped around the pole and glued.
Okay.
But, yes, I feel a nice breeze coming through this window. Now the flag is moving a little bit.
We appreciate the breeze.
Yes, that's a nice breeze. But yeah, that flag, not moving much.
They aren't ready to kick it away here after their second touchdown of the ball game. Deep man, I believe, is Dewberry back there for the Titans. Stands at his own 10-yard line. Say Hart to boot it away. And landing at the 4. And, oh, it hit the pylon. It hit the pylon instead of going out of bounds.
Wow.
Lancaster got the ball. Well, you want to get it toward the sides. They don't have much of a return. He got it right where he wanted to be, I guess. that would actually be the perfect kick, wouldn't it?
Bank it off the pylon.
So the Titans take over first down and 10 on their own 15-yard line. They've got 7:05 to work with here in the first half tonight. Trailing 14-0 now in this second quarter. All right. Titans need to clean up their snaps, Troy. Cause some problems. Every time the quarterback has to jump, it kind of he did it again. And it gets to be an issue. The handoff goes straight forward.
Cooper Kanabe coming in from his defensive end position, wrapping him up in the backfield for a loss.
Dewberry didn't have anywhere to go. It's going to bring up second down and 11 now. Second and 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They've only got 6 players. The Titans suited up to run the sideline here that I count.
Yeah.
Just 6 reserves for the Titans in this ballgame. Second and 11. Shotgun snap. And being chased is Bowen. He gets out of there and he fires the ball out of bounds, out across the 20. So he didn't get sacked.
Yeah. Had a lot of white jerseys chasing him. And again, it looked like they're Noah Howard in on the coverage for the Irish.
The guy was giving chase again was Kanabe. Third down and about 12. Bowen over gets the snap count. The Titans want to pick up some yards, even if they have to punt. They just want to get it out of this deep hole here down at their own. Where are we at here? The 13-yard line again. Detman in the slot. Receiver on the right side. Detman goes in motion.
Flag.
Right to left. And
flag
a delay of game penalty again. Now it's going to bring up third down and about 17.
Well, as we said, you said that 5 minutes ago, this the play call, it just seems like it's dragging on and on and on, and here you got 2 delays. But again, we've watched that back judge bring his arm up quite a few times and then start counting.
And it's been on both teams?
Yeah, both teams are correct.
So now we've got 3rd and 17, the ball back inside the 10 of the 9-yard line. Let's see what Coach Tuttle's got drawn up here. Irish defense has been pretty stout tonight. They've got 5 up on the line of scrimmage. And a shovel pass forward caught, and the running back is... Oh, they stole the ball. Stealing the ball and a touchdown for the Irish. Well,
I think Alex Madsen had him wrapped up down low, and Canonico would just come in and stripped it from him.
I would like to see a replay, Troy. I thought he was probably going to be whistled down because he got trapped back inside the 5-yard line. The Irish score on the old stolen ball trick. And basically a 4-yard return makes our score 20-0 with 6:09 to go. Troy will recap all that for you when we get back with the commercial break here in a minute or so.
Yes. I'm going to watch the video.
Be interesting to see what his description of that play is. So now the Irish to go for 2 here, up 20-0. You got split men to either side, a motion man across, and a flag from the back judge.
Man,
a delay of game on the
PAT.
Extra point try. That one is a little more understandable because you're not, you know, you got to get your offense
that
back
one,
out
correct.
There. Even though most of the kids are playing both ways, you still got to completely, you know, just completely rewind and reset. So that one's a little more understandable.
Yes.
but still, it won't make the coach happy.
Correct.
So now we will go from the 8-yard line with this extra point try for Sacred Heart. Motion man across is Howard. Lemeron pump fake right, throws a screen in the middle, and it's incomplete, nearly intercepted by the Titans. 6:09 to go in the first half. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 20, Humboldt Table Rock Steeler 0. We're back at Power Field after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Back to school season is busy, but don't forget to schedule your flu shots. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you that getting your annual flu shot is one of the best ways to protect your family this fall. Your flu shot not only lowers your risk of getting sick, it helps keep school, work, and family life running smoothly. Don't wait. Schedule your flu shot at your pharmacy or primary care physician, because healthy families make healthy communities. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt Power Field here, Farm Bureau, for your drive summary. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. All right, so I reviewed the huddle, and I know for sure Alex Madsen had him wrapped up low, but again, I think the Humboldt was just trying to get as much as he could, and they just held him upright, and then Canonico come in and stripped the ball and ran it in from a one-yard touchdown. So a 6:09 left. Canonico with the strip and for the touchdown, the two-point conversion fails. Irish lead 20-0.
Power Memorial Field was talking to Doug Goltz about this earlier. They had been in the pregame show tonight. Thinking back, Sacred Heart played one of the very first playoff games of the year. Humboldt won the state title, I think it was 87. And we had a walkway, a crow's nest, and not much else. Here is the kickoff, and it rolls into the end zone. There'll be a touchback. Titans will have their own 15-yard line. So it worked out. They just weren't. They were really planning on using the field the next year.
Yeah.
They got to say, Pleasant, well, it's ready. We can use it. They just didn't have all the facilities quite complete. So,
yeah.
So we had a whole bunch of state media here for playoffs and stuff, which was fine. But now we've got this beautiful facility. Lots of changes over the years. A great press box. But when you are building a press box, this is a Randy Catula, John Nixon public service announcement. Any school build a press box, don't paint the walls white. Because when you turn the lights on, everybody goes
well,
blind.
Well, and then you need to have roll-up garage doors instead of windows, because now all I have is reflection.
Yeah, double pane glass for Troy. All right, here we go. First in, and not that I'm complaining, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yes.
Bowen back to throw. Nice pass complete out to just shy of the 20-yard line. Coming down with the catch, once again, Alexander Dewberry for the Titans.
Again, Noah Howard shoving him out of bounds on the far near sideline, near.
So, here we go, 17 on the pass. That is Braden Bowen, a sophomore, 160-pounder. Sophomore classmate, Dewberry makes the catch. And a gain of, going to give him 5 on the play. I can live with that. So
yes.
Now, it is a 2nd and 5. See, the Titans just get something going here. Split 2 men to the left side. That's the wide side. Good snap. Bowen back. He looks. He rolls to his left. Being chased. He throws. Incomplete. And there was nobody there except a white jersey.
Toby Baxter coming from the defensive end position. Again, flushing him all the way to the sideline and making him just get rid of it.
It turns out a pretty good play. I wonder, you know, see that guy over there standing by the chain gang in the dark blue shirt?
No.
But, yeah, clearly right by the down marker. The guy center, he's moving up a little bit now.
Okay.
But he's got a dark blue shirt on, the same color as what the Titans are wearing.
Gotcha.
And I wonder, you know, when you're in full scramble,
yeah,
though, you see that,
right.
You see that color, go, huh,
yep.
I'm going to throw it that way.
Yep.
Just really, you didn't have any receivers, and now we got the count going to the back judge again. And they're going to say he got it off. All right. Bowen back to pass. Looks, throws to the sideline. Up the ladder just a hair too tall that time for Jack Hilgenfeld. And it'll bring up a 4th down and 5.
Charlie Rottinghouse in on the coverage that time for Sacred Heart.
So back to receive a punt for the Irish. Will go, Bo Fletcher, no, excuse me, Becker to Noah Howard. Titan punt hunter is Bennett Hart. Clock stop, 5:52 to go, first half, 20-0, the Irish lead. Snap a little low, but manageable. A high hanging kick, and Howard takes it in his own 27. Oh, a nice tackle. One-on-one tackle there on that far sideline by the Titan. Made a heck of a defensive play.
54 in on the tackle there. That's Jonathan Cook.
Jonathan did a nice job getting Howard down. The Irish will have it first and 10 of their own 29. 5:46 to go. First half. So Brendan Lemeron will be a quarterback again for the Irish. He's going to send trips to the right and a receiver left. Nobody in the backfield with Lemeron. He'll take the snap. A quick throw to the right sideline. Catch is made, and Canonico pushed out of bounds quickly, or I think, or he blocking.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick the blue jerseys out.
Whoever's coming out of there.
Looked like we had Leach and Davis in on the tackle for the Titans.
I think perhaps that was Taft that made the catch over there, Troy. Hard to say what they were doing, but I think he got the line. Canonico was blocking on that play. It's a gain of about 4. And it's 2nd and 6. Spot the ball at the 33-yard line. Same formation, trips right. Fake the quick throw, and a man down the sideline is wide open. I believe that's Sipple. Catches it and thrown down inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. No, that
was Sipple. The
was
Taft
Sipple.
Is right there.
Okay.
You were right. But, man.
Remember that.
You were right. I'm going to write it down on my calendar.
Record it, please. From the 33 on their own end down to the 20-yard line. 27-yard gain on the pass. Good fake. Good play by the Irish.
I think Leach was the coverage man there for, not for sure.
That quick hitch fake to the right side of that trips, and the other man went streaking down the sideline and was wide open. Now we got Canonico in the backfield. He's going to block. Lemeron to throw over the middle. Trying to make a one-handed grab that time was Cole Taft. It falls off his fingers out of bounds, or excuse me, to the ground, incomplete.
And on the coverage for the Titans, Alex Dewberry.
Irish face 2nd and 10. The clock is incomplete passes. This game is moving at a snail's pace. We still got 5:04 to go in this first half. Sipple to the near left side this time. Split backfield. 2nd and 10. Lemeron calls snap. Option right.
Whoa.
Late pitch. Almost a forward pitch out there on the right side. Going to Howard. He'll get the corner and pick up 2 or 3.
But it looked like that late pitch went right over the top of a humble
arm, didn't it?
Yeah. So late and dangerous, but again, good enough for some positive yardage.
That'll bring up 3rd down and 8.
I think Cole Hunsicker, the defensive end, shoved him out of bounds over there.
All right, now play coming in from the Irish sideline here. All right, here we go. One back in the backfield, and we got flag or a timeout. We got a timeout. Sagan leading 20-0. They take the timeout as they were having trouble getting the play in there on time. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3rd down for the Irish, 3rd down and 8 to go with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Can we get an update?
Yes.
Had one?
had one. You would say it. Yep.
Auburn lost it.
Auburn's up at halftime, 14-8 over Wilbur.
Strong matchup there. Wilbur, one of two teams in that district with a win this season, which
right.
is just amazing. All right, third down and eight for the Irish. We'll go with a kind of a pistol set. The running back, Canonico, behind the quarterback, Lemeron. Motion man coming across. And now an option right, pitch it to Canonico. And he is going to be hit. He'll pick up yardage to the 15. It'll bring up a fourth down and about five.
In on the tackle that time for the Titans. If he turns, yep, there we go. Number two, Jack Hildebeld.
Coming up at halftime, we will have the wrap-up of the first half action brought to you by Highland Community College. Day off tomorrow for the Huskers. No football tomorrow on KTNC. Split a man wide right. That's going to be simple. Slot back on the right side. Nonico behind beside Lemeron in the block. Lemeron looks. Moves forward, now scrambles left, turns the corner. He is down to the 12-yard line. Going to be short of the first down, it would appear. Well, pretty good spot. Let's see.
Emmett Glauthar in on the tackle.
Needed five, he got four and a half, Troy. So the Titans get the ball on downs for Sacred Heart. So good time to stiffen up your back and get the Irish stop there for the Titans. They'll take over first and 10 at the north 11-yard line. 3:55 to go here in quarter number two. Homecoming here tonight. They'll crown the Realty postgame. Homecoming at Fall City High tonight if you're looking for something to do. Snap it back. Bowen looks. He's going to air it out up the field, and the best shot to catch it was the official.
Yes.
Out through everybody that time. Two men in the pattern, two defensive backs there, and just a little too strong by Brendan, or excuse me, that time by Braden. As it falls incomplete, second and 10.
But he did get some air under
yes,
it.
Yes, he did. Showing a good arm. So back in the huddle are the Titans, second and 10. Grant Tuttle, a head coach, I believe it's his second year. Splits Detman wide to the right. High formation. Tosses the halfback this time. I believe that's Dewberry. Dewberry will move out to the 14-yard line. A gain of about, I'm going to call it three.
About four white jerseys there coming up off the tackle. And again, the last one coming up is Cooper Kanabe.
All right, third down, seven for the Titans. So here they come over the football. The back judge has already got his hand up counting, Troy.
Oh, he did. Timeout.
Yep, timeout Titans. 3:03 to go in the first half. The Titans down to the Irish 20-0. We'll take a 30-second break with them. We'll be back on KTNC.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Power Field, the Irish leading 20-0 here in this first half.
Off my phone app, John, we got some score updates here. Number 9, Syracuse, is up 43-0 on Fairbury.
43-0. Oh, my. Halftime?
Not yet.
Oh, goodness.
Pawnee City's ahead of Parkview Christian, 32-6, almost half. And Yeah. Dip City is 7, Fall City 0, 5 minutes left till the half. So about the same time as here.
All right, third down and 7. We're on the 14-yard line, running back in the backfield, Bowen back. He throws a bullet over the middle, and it is incomplete, bringing up fourth down for the Titans. So once again, fourth down here for HTRS. Having trouble getting the ball moving on offense here. Into the game comes Bennett Arth, Titan punter. Back deep for the Irish once again. For Sacred Heart, we're going to have Noah Howard. Noah will stand inside his own 30-yard line here for Bennett's punt. And gets it. A little shorter this time, a little lower. It's going to take a big roll.
Oh.
And it's picked up by Howard at the 30-yard line, 35-40, and taken down. It looked, I don't think it did, but it almost looked like it hit a Titan player and then it bounced to Howard.
Right.
And he took off. But it, even if it didn't hit him, he couldn't get stopped, turn around, and chase Howard. It'll be the Irish football first and 10 at the Titan 36-yard line, it looks like.
That freshman right there catching, or not catching it, but taking it off the bounce. He might get a little bit of a talking to from his coach on what to do there, but it didn't matter. He got some good positive yards out of it.
That'll help lessen the pressure.
Yeah, the coach.
All right, two receivers either side. Spread them out for the Irish on the left hash mark. Lemeron loads up, fires a bullet underneath. Short of the first down, they'll be down to the 30-yard line. And the Titans a pickup of about 6. Catch made over there by Taft.
Junior Colt Leach in on the tackle and the coverage.
The Irish with 129 yards through the air so far. Clock continues to move now as that play tackled inbound. Spread set, two receivers either side of the field. Lemeron takes the snap, looks, scrambles forward, going to stop, going to throw, and it is tipped, and it is incomplete, and a flag comes in.
Defensive pass.
The official trailing the play.
That cornerback for the Titans had his hands up, and he was not turning around going for the ball, but just in the receiver's face the whole time.
Comes our gentleman in the white hat. Pass interference will be the call. Face guarding, whatever you want to call
it.
It's a big one. So it'll bring up first and 10. Ball will be spotted at the 15-yard line. At the HTRS 15. Spread the formation again. Lemeron by himself brings a man across. Toss it forward to Howard. Turns the right side. He'll have short yardage inside the 15 to about the 13.
Oh, they're on that far sideline for the Titans. If he turns, it's Emmett Glothar.
Comes Arth into the ballgame defensively for HTRS. Putting a little more size in there up front.
Leach coming out.
Clock moving. Second down and 9, I guess. Yeah, 9. Spread formation, and we get another timeout call by the Titans. Something wasn't set right defensively. Timeout HTRS. The Irish lead at 20-0 with a minute 46 to go in the first half at the Power Field. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Power Field, timeout taken by the Titans as they had to get everybody in the right position. Sacred Heart goes over, they get their splash of water and their directions. And Irish all wear those, what do they call those things in their helmet? I forget. Those extra...
Guardian caps.
Guardian caps. I keep thinking when they're coming out of there, nobody's got their helmet on. Here they toss the defender, got in the game late, calling the timeout in the pass.
Yeah.
Just off the hands of the end zone down there and of the intended receiver for Sacred Heart.
And on the cover is Kamian Detman. But yeah, the Titans had a player coming on the field very late.
That was Taft, the intended receiver there. So a play coming in. Canonico comes in from the sideline for the Irish. Third down and 8. Minute 42. The clock stopped with the incomplete pass. This time back on either hip of the quarterback. Double tights. Snap it back. Limeron wants to throw. He looks. He's got time. He scrambles. He's given ground. He turns the corner. On the sideline. Hit out of bounds at around the 10-yard line. Short of the first down, but he'll pick up yardage of about 4 or 5. It'll bring up a 4th down and 5.
Junior Jacob Davis shoving him out of bounds.
Sacred Heart with 62 yards on the ground right now, 129 through the air. So 4th and 5, the play out of bounds with a minute 33 to go. Clock stop once again. Doug Gold sends the play in on the far side for the Irish. Here comes Sacred Heart. Simple wide right. Taft, your left side is wide left. Slot man on either side. Back. Limeron, quarterback draw. Up middle, and he's tripped up and goes down at the 5-yard line. It was a good play, and it looked like he was going to get the first down at the minimum. And somebody got a hand on the ankle and tripped him up.
I'm not for sure, but I'm going to say Jacob Davis again, along with Reed Shupp.
So the Titans will take over 1st and 10 at their own 10-yard line with a minute 29 to go here in the first half, 20-0 the Irish lead. Now you got to be careful down here at your own 10-yard line. You want to get in there and score, but you only got a minute 29. You just don't want to have any kind of turnover to give the Irish that touchdown back. You just kind of held them away from. So we'll split receivers to either side of the field, Braden Bowen. With a running back on his side, back to pass. Look, Kanabi with pressure. He tipped the ball, and it's incomplete. Making a dive for it was the Irish. That was
Noah
Howard. Couldn't quite get there, but Kanabi with the tip of the pass attempt.
Yeah. What's referee waving his hands for? I don't know.
I don't see him.
Was waving his hands like he was going to call a timeout and didn't do the thing.
Well, what I was, before I got so rudely interrupted by the play a few minutes ago, when the Irish come back on the field, it looks like they've all got their helmets off and got black hair flopping around.
Right,
going,
yep.
Kids all got black hair. All right, over the football come the Titans now on 2nd and 10. Ooh, did he jump? Guess not. Here's a rollout and hit. And just getting away is Bowen to be able to get the pass off incomplete toward the sideline before he's taken down.
And that was very close. Canonico had him wrapped up as he got the ball out of his hands.
Clock stopped at 1:12 to go here in the third, or excuse me, in the second quarter. Bowen probably thinking tonight he's out for cross country. He spent a lot of time running back and forth to the sideline getting plays here. Here come the Titans over the ball. They don't necessarily want the clock to stop running again here either and have to punt. But they already have a couple of timeouts left anyway. Bowen back inside his 5 and his goal line. Loads up, fires, and it is incomplete. Intended, well, Detman was out there as well as Dewberry, and it kind of went right between them. I'm not sure which one was the actual intended receiver.
Right.
So it brings up 4th down and 10.
It was too high for one and a little
wide of the other one.
Yeah.
But not much.
Not much, correct.
Once again, Bennett Arf in there to punt. Howard back for the Irish, stands inside his own 35. Hunter stands in his own end zone. Good snap. Not much pressure. Hits a low line drive. It's going to roll across the 40. Out of bounds on the far side of the field. Out of bounds at the 33-yard line on the Irish side of midfield. All right. So they are on their own 33 with a minute two to go. Period number two. Just before halftime. I think Ernie Collins will bring us the wrap-up of the first half action here coming up. All right, here we go for the Irish. Two receivers left, one to the right. Lemeron, reverse. He has got the ball away to Howard. He gets the first down. He's got more. And he is upended, picked up, and slammed to the ground. And there come the flags flying late. Hey, I thought he was down, and all of a sudden you see him elevate and get tossed to the ground.
Right.
But the flags to him came really late. I don't know if the officials all of a sudden looked at each other and decided that's a personal foul.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And I thought maybe for a moment it was late enough there was going to be something after the play.
Yeah.
So a pickup, a 13 on the play for the Irish.
But Howard's up and walking, and he's back in the huddle, so he's ready to go.
So a 13-yard, and it'll be down now at the Titan 17. First and 10, 53.9 seconds left. A couple of timeouts for the Irish. Snap back. Lemeron makes the catch. He lobs it up for the end zone right side.
Oh,
and good coverage recovering late. I think it was Bowen, wasn't it?
I got two blue jerseys down there. They got to get out of the shadow so I can see a number. All right, Dewberry.
Yeah, Dewberry.
One of them.
Dewberry's the one that got there late and knocked the ball away. So it brings up second and 10, 48 seconds to play in the half. Lemeron in the backfield by himself. Calling the count, takes the snap, drops, looks left, throws right into coverage, and it's caught. Yes, touchdown, Sacred Heart. When they come out of that dark corner, we'll tell you who caught it. Maybe that is Taft. Cole Taft made the catch. I'm sorry, they go over there in that corner. It is dark. I have no idea. They ran completely off the field. It will go as a 17-yard touchdown pass for the Irish. So now our score goes to 26-0. Sagan with the lead. But now the try for the two-point conversion. Play coming in. Lemeron went over, got the play call. Taft, split near left. Lemeron to throw, looks for Sipple. He's got him, and just a little beyond his outreach hands that time, incomplete. 26-0, the Irish lead with 41 seconds to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Humboldt Power Field, your drive summary sponsored by Farm Bureau. Call Tosh today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, your family, your farm, and your future. With 41 seconds left in the second quarter, a 17-yard pass from Lemeron to Taft, capped a three-play, 47-yard drive, two-point conversion falls incomplete, Irish 26, Titans.
And we are about ready for the kickoff here. T- touchdown passes for Limerick. How many has he got here? Is that two or three? I've lost track.
Two.
Two touchdown passes.
And one 2-point.
Those don't count in the official stats, so we won't worry about that.
I'm just happy you're doing stats.
I try.
You do a great job.
They're not always right, but they're close.
Oh, they are.
They're
correct.
In the neighborhood. That's
just
all.
Just like the officials. You are always correct.
Yeah. Here's the kickoff, and it is going to skid to the end zone. Headed toward that pylon again. Didn't quite get there, but it got in the end zone. Devin can't get to it. It is going to be 1st and 10 Titans at their own 15-yard line again. They have 41 seconds to work with. 26-0, the Irish lead. Titans still huddled up back there. Here comes into the game Braden Bowen again, the sophomore quarterback. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 8 and 8. That's what they get.
Yep.
I saw the official counting, so I was wondering, there's a 5-second count going. Snap is good. Back is Bowen. He pump fakes. He is hit. He scrambles left. Pump fake again on his feet. And tackled on the far sideline after a gain of about one.
And that was a good open field tackle out there on that far sideline. And he ended up trying to get a number from this Irish. And guess that 28 over there.
Timeout taken by the Titans. I believe that's their last one and a half. 31 seconds left of this first half. We'll take another 30-second break and be back in Humboldt on KTNC.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 20.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Second down and 9 for the HTRS Titans here. Titans looking for their first win of the year. The Irish looking for their first win of the year here. They've got a 26-0 advantage just before halftime here tonight at Power Memorial Field. Homecoming tonight for the Titans. I'm John Nixon along with Troy Nelson here tonight. You're listening to the football game. Here is Bowen back to pass. Airs it out up the field and out of bounds on the far sideline. Incomplete with 25 seconds to go.
Down in coverage for the Irish. Again, I'm going to say it's Limeron. I can't see the number from. Nope, that was Taft. Taft on the coverage.
It was Detman, the intended receiver down there. This is KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM in Fall City. All of our games on the MSC Radio Network app. All of our stations. Third down now. Third down and nine. The backs in the I formation turn and hand the ball straight forward. Dewberry running forward, hit. The Irish trying to strip him of the ball.
Yeah.
A gain of a yard, maybe two.
Toby Baxter in on the stop for the Irish.
Now Doug Gold's called timeout. He had a couple left. He wants to make him punt with 19 seconds to go. Good practice for his team. We're on a 2-minute drill type thing here. Gain of one there. We'll take another 30-second break and be back at Power Field on KTNC.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 75-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Tonight, the Irish have the lead.
timeout coming off the sideline from that timeout.
They are not going to line up in punt formation here. Well, they're surely going to quit kicking, aren't they, on fourth down? Don't want to give the Irish the ball there.
Passing.
And a pass complete. Thrown over to the middle. And the Irish get the ball back.
Huh. 15 seconds left.
Interesting decision. So the Irish get the ball first and 10 at the Titan 18-yard line with 15 seconds to go. Usually when we visit with coaches that are playing the Irish, a lot of times they'll talk about Doug Goltz's 8-foot-thick playbook. All the different plays he's ran over the years. Very adaptive over the years. Lemron back to pass. He looks, he throws underneath, and it is caught but out of bounds. Lemron going down that left side there, and the ball being tipped to himself by the Taft.
Taft.
Tipped it to him, but he caught it out of bounds, so it is incomplete. 10 seconds on the clock. Taft either has a cramp in his leg or he's given the signal he wants to kick a field goal. I'm not sure what he's making a kicking motion with his left leg as he goes back to the huddle. Maybe it's just a cramp. He's been in a lot of miles tonight, too. All the Irish receivers have been up and down the field. The count is on. Flag.
Yep.
Did not get it off in time. Now it's going to be 2nd and 15. Whew. Should have kept track of the lay of game penalties. And that's at least 4.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 4.
I think it's a pair each, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
So now the ball spotted back to the 22-yard line. Left hash going right to left for the Irish. They're headed to the east goal line. Trips left, nobody on the right side, the wide side of the field. Lemeron takes the snap, he looks. He is going to scramble right, he's got a man out there now. He throws it over to Taft, he makes the grab. He'll be forward with 3.5 seconds to go, good for about 7 yards.
It looked like Detman over there in the coverage for the Titans.
Called a 6-yard pickup. So this should be the last play of the half, barring a defensive penalty. Well, they are going to kick a field goal attempt.
Oh, baby.
Who's that kicker? That is, oh, I know who it is.
Fletcher?
No. Nope. It is, oh, man, leg is enough, and it's good.
Ooh.
Field goal for the Irish. That is J.J. Lancaster with the kick.
Time expires.
He was at the 17, 24, a 34-yard field goal.
Wow.
As time expires to make it 29-0, Sacred Heart with the lead. You are listening to the F&M Bank Ball City Game of the Week on KTNC F&M Bank Ball City. They are local decision makers. They are making local solutions for you, and they focus locally as well. 29-0, Sacred Heart with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, and wrap up first half scoring on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around.